going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With the draft, I'm going to give the opportunity for Ian to come up and talk about our preparation. Feel really confident where we're at. I think this one's going to be a little wild. It's deeper in certain areas than others. Usually the cutoff is a little bit quicker. I think once you kind of get into 2-3, and this one's going to be a little bit different. So I think there's going to be a lot more movement than there has been in the past.
It could get wild, Brad. It could get wild. Sit back and watch. We have no feel right now. We'll see.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We'll see if the NFL draft in the first round wilds out. We'll see if that's exactly what goes on. Eric Edholm covers the NFL for NFL Media. He's a friend of the station and of the two hosts that host this show. He's a good man and thorough. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, E, welcome to the show.
He's a good man and thorough. Yes, that's me.
Damn right. You know, we were talking about you the other day. Like back in the day when I would host and on the weekends on the Score, Very early morning, I'd be listening to Hub Arkish's great show, the Pro Football Weekly show, and he'd go to his correspondents, Jeff Agrest and Eric Edholm.
Yeah. Those are the days, man. You start thinking about how many years ago that was. It gets a little scary, almost half my life now, my goodness. But, yeah, it's been a long road to this point and a long road to the 2025 draft, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. It means that you have been around the NFL observing at a very close level for a long, long time. What's the vibe on this draft to you?
Yeah, it's a weird one. I mean, I think naturally, you start with the quarterbacks. We're going to have one go number one in Cam Ward. But, you know, he might have been the fourth or fifth quarterback taken a year ago. You have two true blue chip players, I think, in this class, in Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter, probably the next two guys off the board. But then you have a slew of players who, in a typical draft cycle, might not be considered top 10 picks, you know, maybe just outside of it. I'm not talking about bad football players here, but I think the difference between, you know, the sixth pick and the 16th pick is minimal, and it could be somewhat similar to what you see toward the end of round one in some cases. So, yeah, I think the middle chunk of this draft is going to be fascinating, and that obviously includes Chicago at 10, San Francisco at 11. That's a kind of a key area right there, and I don't know. We'll see. It's a starter draft. I don't think it's a star draft.
E, we were having a conversation about Shedeur Sanders earlier in the show, and I feel like the scouting and drafting of him is complicated. And I'm not going to say needlessly complicated. It just kind of is complicated. What have people told you? What do you expect? And what do we need to know about him as a prospect?
Yeah, I think from a football perspective, right, if his last name was Jones and we were looking at this with clear vision and weren't, you know, biased by the name, you'd say, look, this is a guy who doesn't have ideal size. He's fine, you know, but sub 200 pounds, a guy who's taken a lot of sacks, that's certainly going to going to be something that the medical team wants to look at. He's had a number of small injuries. He's played through most of them. You know, obviously the arm strength isn't anything to write home about. I think he can make most of the throws, but you're not talking about a guy who cuts through 20-mile-an-hour winds with his fastball. It's just not who he is. He's a creative player. He's accurate. He's tough. And I think he's football smart and savvy. So he's got some stuff going for him. But, you know, the athleticism that you associate with Deion Sanders isn't really there with him. That's not his game. Can he get you a first down? Sure. But, you know, he's not a true running quarterback. So, you know, there's a little bit of a ambivalence on some of his skill set. But then there's also the Sanders factor. I don't think you can ignore it. And I guess one of the more fascinating nuggets that I've uncovered is that there are teams out there who worry that if they draft him a year or two from now, they're going to be, you know, fending off calls to fire the head coach and hire Deion to be the head coach. So, you know, it comes with a lot of stuff, and whether that's fair or not to him, I mean, I don't know. I've heard the talk about the bad interviews and all that, but, you know, it's really the clear picture of what he is that there's, you know, you got to unpack some stuff with him.
Does it make it too complicated for somebody to fall in love and jump into the top 10 to grab him? Is he still the most likely quarterback to go second in that regard?
Yeah, those are both good questions. I think the top 10 feels like a reach at this point, unless somebody just gets an itchy trigger finger and decides, you know what, I got to get ahead of New Orleans. To me, I don't, even though I mocked Sanders to New Orleans at number 9 in my over the weekend Monday morning draft, mock draft, I've heard from enough people who don't think that's going to happen to make me think it probably won't. I think if I had to guess and just throw a range out there, it's going to be somewhere around the 21st pick with Pittsburgh. They had to listen to that Aaron Rodgers interview and come away from it just like the rest of us, not knowing any more than they did coming in about his future. So that's a team to watch, obviously. Cleveland, Giants, we mentioned the Saints, all picking close to the top around 2. Could be some movement there. But you have Jackson Dart as a possibility. Some teams do have Dart. I've talked to one of them and maybe two. I was sort of reading between the lines, but sounds like Dart could be ahead of him on some boards. So I wouldn't rule that out at all. And there's enough fascination with a guy like Jalen Milroe at the end of round 1 that maybe he pops into that picture too. Could be round 2, but still, you know, there's maybe a little bit more excitement over guys like Darton and Milroe than there is for Sanders. But I think Sanders gives you a floor, too. I think he's going to be, you know, ready to play if needed pretty early on, even if he's got some bad habits to clean up.
Regardless of positional value, who's your favorite player in this draft?
Oh, that's a good, I mean, Travis Hunter's an easy one. Now, he's 183 pounds. I don't know that every team, you know, the Browns are probably going to pick him, but I don't know that, you know, he's going to do this 100% corner, 100% wide receiver thing.
It would be unprecedented. In modern football, it does not happen.
It doesn't happen with, you know, guys who weigh 220, right? So that's a little bit of a concern there. But still, this special of talent, a guy who I think is very clearly rated as the best corner and the best receiver in this draft, we just never seen anything like it. So, look, it's a fascinating story, and I think he's going to be an instant impact wherever he plays.
You mentioned 10 and 11 is an interesting range, is it, you know, where the Bears and the Niners are. Why? Uh-huh. What's the thought process there?
Well, I'm guessing they probably like some of the same defensive linemen. I don't know that that's what ends up being the pick, right? It depends on which players are available for the Bears. But let's say Ashton Jeanty's gone. Let's say Tyler Warren is gone, and there is a scenario where those guys are both gone in the first 7 picks. I wouldn't be shocked if Jacksonville could take either one. The Jets could take either one. I would imagine Warren to the Jets is more likely, Jeanty to the Jaguars. If you get to that situation, you probably ask yourself, what do the Bears think about the offensive linemen? Armon Membu could be gone. Will Campbell could be gone. Do they love Kelvin Banks enough to take him at number 10? You know, I think 49ers are looking probably O-line, D-line as well. Probably less so at running back or tight end, but McCaffrey's coming off an injury year. You know, George Kittle's holding out. So you never know. I just think some of their needs and some of the players they like will be similar. So just something to watch there. New Orleans, you know, a lot of people had them pegged at number 9 for a quarterback the last week or two, but they also could look to go O-line or D-line. So I guess you'd include them in that little run of what's going to happen there at the end of the top 10 and into the next set of picks.
Eric Edholm joining us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show as we talk about the NFL draft. The Bears are in a really interesting position, E, as you pointed out.
Yeah.
I think that they have done a really great job in free agency and making trades to make their team better. I also think that their team is incomplete. So they could draft for want instead of need, but I'm curious what your assessment is of what they still need.
Yeah, and I mean, and just to add one more thought to what you're saying, I think having accomplished everything they have to this point and having 4 picks in the top 72 or whatever, I mean, that allows you a little bit of flexibility. So if there is that kind of fancy toy you see out there that maybe it isn't the biggest concern on your roster, but you just love the player and you're going to find a way to use them, I say take them. You know, I mean, that's where need and want can get separated and want ends up winning. So, I mean, I would say I'd love to see another pass rusher, probably one more D lineman. If Ginty's not available, I think they probably take a back at some point. Receiver's really thin. I mean, that's a position where I'd like to see somebody who could maybe come in and vie for reps. Now, maybe they have a veteran they're kind of eyeing after the draft or something. It's certainly possible. But offensive tackle, certainly if you're thinking Braxton Jones coming off injury, going into a contract year, that would make sense, even with Amagaji, you know, as a possibility down the road. So I think those are probably the biggest ones. Corner, I've heard, or safety, possibly late, as a possibility. So they've got the picks. They've got the ammunition. You know, not every single pick has to be devoted to 2025 need. Because when you look at teams like the Ravens and the Eagles and some of the ones who had the more draft success in recent years, they're thinking 2 or 3 years down the road. They're not taking the most immediate needs in all cases. So, you know, there's a case to be made for that kind of approach.
I love the idea of Mason Graham in that regard, because you just got Grady Jarrett, and it's not like you need him to be a savior in the middle of your D-line. Why is he falling, and should the Bears pounce if he's there?
I'm glad you brought him up. Yeah, I think falling is maybe a little bit tough, because for almost months now, it feels like he's just been chalked into that number 5 spot at Jacksonville, mainly because it's a first-year head coach and a first-year GM, and it's just one of those years where the top 10 is a little bit of a guessing game. So I think there was some groupthink there, you know, a little bit of consensus with people who project this sort of thing. And then all of a sudden, the last couple of weeks, I think that's shifted a little bit, and that reflected in my final mock. So I wouldn't say that he's falling necessarily. He doesn't have a lot of major concerns in his game. A little undersized, arms are a little short, that sort of stuff, but he's super polished. I mean, he stands out on tape as being one of the more technically sound defensive linemen, wins the leverage battle, gets good inside hand position, you know, torques blockers away from the play, takes them out of the mix. You know, it doesn't always reflect in the stat sheet. There's a lot of good stuff on his tape. You know, is he ever going to be that elite, top of the, you know, heap type of defensive tackle? Who knows? I don't know. But his floor is so high, I think it would be a outstanding option at 10. And I think if they don't take him, he could go 11. So, yeah, I would be surprised if he got out of that trio of picks, New Orleans, Chicago, San Francisco. And, yeah, I mean, I think we just had him a little higher than he should have been going before.
Let's stay with the Bears, but go off the draft for a second. You've covered the NFL for a really long time. What if people told you about Dennis Allen?
Yeah, I think everybody from agents to other people in the league and guys that I've talked to, like, a lot of people like Dennis Allen. I think they feel like he's a good football coach, and he's sort of fallen into that great coordinator, doesn't have a great record as a head coach kind of reputation. So You know, I know he likes his defensive ends with a little bit more size. If you're thinking, you know, keep that in the back of the mind when you're watching the draft and thinking about which pass rusher might fit best for the Bears. I don't know that they'll go for a 245-pound guy. He likes guys with a little more physicality up front. You know, he's been smart with his secondaries in the past and, you know, had some linebackers like DeMario Davis in New Orleans who kind of had a career resurgence under him too. So defensively, I think he's had a lot of success in this league, seems to know that side of the ball well. And when his full attention has been paid to defense, more often than not, the results have been really good. So I think a lot of good reputation as far as his work as a coordinator.
Eric Edholm was with me when we interviewed Ice Cube in person in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance
space. Good guy to have there for an Ice Cube interview.
I needed him.
Great day to fill in.
Yeah, it was a great day to fill in. But what's your favorite fish show that you ever saw live, Eric?
Oh, man, I have two that really stand out. I would say one of them was when I was an undergrad at Mizzou, they came and played this 1,800 seat venue on campus, and it was right as all the students were leaving for Thanksgiving break. So we basically had like the campus to ourselves with, you know, up to our own mayhem or whatever. So that's got to be up there. And then about a year later, I saw them at Madison Square Garden for New Year's in 95. And that's one of the all time shows that they've put out there. So that one's got to be pretty high on the list.
Glad I asked. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you. We enjoyed this very much.
All right, fellas, have a great day. Enjoy the draft.
Eric Edholm on 670 The Score.
He's terrific.
Agreed. Good learned perspective on the history of the NFL.
Speaks, do you remember what shirt you were wearing the day that you and Eric interviewed Ice Cube?
I believe, was I wearing the NASCAR boring shirt?
You sure weren't.
Oh, Jews for Bacon?
Correct.
I was wearing the Jews for Bacon t-shirt.
I thought he was wearing like a Jerry Heller shirt.
Might
as well have been, right?
He was wearing his NWA shirt. He's like, yeah, I'm one of these guys.
Jerry Heller was the manager who did him wrong, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, but you know, I mean, bacon's good. I wasn't saying Jews for exploitation, you know?
No.
I was saying Jews for bacon, which is different.
I think that's the group that you want to get together because bacon is delicious.
Bacon is delicious. And, you know, Jews who can be honest and look at kosher laws and be like, well, you know.
That, like, I don't have that photo framed in my home just yet. But when I do, because I'm in it, you're in it, Ed Holmes in it, and he's like 6'10". And then there's Ice Cube in the middle of all of it.
I mean, why is that not framed in all of our homes? Why is that not framed in Ice Cube's home? To be honest, let's send him a copy.
He doesn't text me back anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, we're at like three unanswered now.
Even though we're like giving away tickets and stuff.
Yeah, I tried that angle.
So I guess we're not getting Ice Cube.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
I had thoughts on Barbershop 4.
Yeah.
I bet. A lot of people do.
And the Raiders are seemingly the spot for Ashton Jeanty, you know? If he gets past the Raiders, it maybe falls to the Bears.
Yeah. If that's what you want to talk about,
man.
You also could talk about, you know, the Bomb Squad and Chuck D and how important those guys were to him as a solo artist.
Hey, man, I wish I had you that day. But Ed Holm did a pretty good job.
No, he's musically inclined, man. He got me a beautiful Prince book from Paisley Park years ago. A great coffee table book.
That's outstanding.
He's a good man. He really is.
Yeah. You know, Lawrence, yesterday, right around this time, we were in awe of the skill set of Ben Johnson and how he had absolutely nailed something very unique that was asked of him up at Hallis Hall. But our reaction was not the reaction of somebody else on this radio station.
Oh, by the way, quick update to the Cubs lineup.
Yes, sir.
Seiya Suzuki is no longer in it.
Healthy scratch? Not a healthy scratch.
I don't think not a healthy scratch.
Unhealthy scratch?
Justin Turner is now your DH.
Hmm.
So
that's
there's that.
No! That's
oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
That's not great.
No, it's not great. We'll follow up, check in with Bruce, see what's going on. But, yeah, that's the latest. But, yes, we will also hear someone who doesn't like poetry. And it's not going to shock you who it is. It's next on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.